Hello?
Hello. Is this Lance Corporal Adam Henderson? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is this Lance Corporal
Adam
Henderson?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I'm just going over some of the information on your sheet here. It says you're 19 years old.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and let's see, you're from Clark, South Dakota.
Big state of Clark, South Dakota, yes, ma'am.
All right. And it says you're a motor T operator and a chaplain's assistant.
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm confused about you having two jobs listed here. Is it that you drive the chaplain around? Is that why you're called a motor T operator, or what's with the motor T operator?
I was my original MOS is motor T operator, and when I got into the fleet, I had an opportunity to join the chaplain and protect him when he's outside the wire in deployment setting. So I interviewed for the job along with other Marines who interviewed with the staff sergeants and NCOs and whatnot, and the chaplain chose me over however many people based on my character, and I'm Catholic, so it was just a good opportunity for me to practice my faith and also get a deployment under my belt.
Well, good. It never occurred to me that there would be a job like that, so I find this whole chaplain's assistant fascinating. So tell me about what you do when you're with the chaplain.
And when we aren't outside visiting our other units at different bases in Afghanistan, we travel around our home base, making sure all of our sections are taken care of regarding counseling issues, family issues, marital issues, anything of that sort. And also, we process care packages. They send them to the chaplain, and I process them out to different bases and whatnot around the AO, the area operation in Afghanistan.
So how do you get these care packages? Because it seems to me that now everything has to be addressed to a named person, and you can't just do, any Marine anymore. So how do you end up with all these care packages that you can deliver?
On the website, the .mil website for 7th Marine Regiment, they actually have a deploy address on there. And they all know that we got chaplains forward, so they put that address on there and they say chaplain/any Marine. So it makes sure it gets in a good hand so it can get processed out to the Marines who need it. Advice, just Marines who throw most of the care package away. So it gets sent to the chaplain or myself, and then I'll process it out from there and send it out to any Marines who need it.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. That's good to know. So when you're at Camp Leatherneck, so when you're on the base, you go and you talk to the Marines there and with the chaplain, is that correct, or do you do it on your own as well?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. My primary job is to provide protection for the chaplain whenever he goes anywhere, whenever he drives away to go talk to different sections on Camp Leatherneck, and also on Sundays and Saturdays, and whenever he has religious services, I assist him in setting those up and make sure everything runs fluently within the service, so that there are no issues, mechanical issues, audio issues, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Just curious about this. I don't know much about the chaplains in the military. So I'm assuming from what you said that the chaplain you work for is Catholic.
Actually, he's a Southern Baptist. He runs most of the Protestant services either on base or when we go out to the other bases. He does kind of a general Protestant service where everybody who wants to have some praise songs and whatnot, they can come they can come and praise with him, hear a few prayers, hear some praise songs. And most of the time, and when we're out in the FOBs and whatnot, we, the forward operating bases, they usually do them in like a chow hall, or they don't normally have churches where we do our services. They do them in a chow hall. It's kind of interesting how we kind of maneuver our way to do these services, but it's fun, very, very rewarding.
Okay, so that was what I was going to ask, was if he was Catholic, then what about the Protestant? So then he does all the Protestant services, and then do you have another chaplain who does the Catholic services then, or does he, is it just like one chaplain, and is that how it works? I don't know.
As of right now, we have one Catholic priest forward in Afghanistan. He is soon departing and hopefully getting replaced. We're kind of seeing a trend in the chaplaincy when in regards to the priests, that we don't have too many priests that are joining the chaplaincy program. So it's becoming a struggle to get some priests forward to provide Catholic services. But Chaplain Williams, he supervises other chaplains, and he visits those chaplains along with their bases to provide services, so he can give his chaplains a little bit of a break from traveling, and he gets out there a little bit to provide services to his people.
And that's who you work for, is Chaplain Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I work for Chaplain Williams.
Okay, so what's some of your biggest challenges for your job there in Afghanistan?
The biggest challenge is the workload. At times, it can be kind of stressful at my low rank. Of course, I work with an 05, a senior officer, and I have to coordinate with a lot of other senior officers in regards to transportation, on the air and on the ground. So I would probably consider that my hardest thing to do out here is getting the transportation and coordinating with these officers at such a low rank.
That's for, you're coordinating the transportation for the chaplain then to get to where he needs to go, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Coordinating air assets along with the ground transportation to get to whatever base needs the religious service for that week or that month.
So are you saying that as a Lance Corporal, the Lieutenant Colonel will say, "Fooey on you, I don't have time to deal with you"? Is that how it works?
No. The chaplain does a wonderful job. It's just a little strange for an officer to have a Lance Corporal come to them and request to fly around the area of operation. It gets done, but it just takes a little bit of time, ma'am.
Well, you think they'd be used to it by now? You've been there, what, 3 months now or so?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here for 3 months. You start to create bonds with them, and once they realize what your purpose is, it becomes much easier. When I first started, it was a little bit difficult, but I've made good relationships with them where they know what I'm asking for and requesting when I come to see them, where it's almost second nature now to them when I come in to ask them for the assets.
So what do you like best about your job as the chaplain's assistant?
My favorite part is being able to practice my religion and also protecting. I always say that there's no greater feeling than being able to protect the man who's spreading the word of God out to these people, out to the Marines and sailors out here, because this is a time in a deployment where your faith is really tested. And it also strengthens your faith when you're out here because you have no one else to turn to but God. So it's really nice to be able to kind of express that word out and be able to protect the man who expresses that word out, if that makes sense, man.
Okay. Do you see or meet very many Afghani nationals while you're out?
Yes, ma'am. It depends on the area that you're visiting, but in a lot of cases, due to the transition that everybody's, you know, that we're all transitioning so they can take control and so we can back off, and we work with a lot of them, and there's a lot of interpreters. Chaplain actually sometimes has a conversation with them through the interpreter. It's kind of interesting.
So what do you see good things going on with the Afghani nationals?
Yes, ma'am. Very, very good. Very good signs of the transition. They're learning a lot of stuff that we're teaching them in regards to security and whatnot. So I'm extremely pleased with how the transition period is going over to the Afghan National Army over here.
What's the most memorable moment you've had so far?
By far, it was during the Christmas period. Myself and Chaplain Williams, we went out to some of the most rugged of locations. It was cold, miserable, but at the same time, we were warming the hearts of every individual that came to our services, and it was a really, really memorable moment, probably one of the most memorable moments of my life, just being able to be out there with them and kind of touching their hearts, and because they're missing their family. They don't have connections like we do. They don't have internet. They don't have FaceTime and Skype. So just having a chaplain there to pray with was exactly what they needed when they were homesick and missing their family.
I can see how that would be rewarding. I'm just in awe of what you do. So do you have, when you come home, do you have something, do you know what the first thing you're going to do is when you get home?
It's been a very long time since I've seen a lake. By any means, you know, only time you really see water is when it's coming out of a faucet. So I think the first time, the only thing I'm probably going to do is I'm probably going to go swimming in Lake Havasu. Be a pretty memorable trip. It's a good place to hang out and have fun.
Wash all that desert sand out of your pores, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I noticed that 29 Palms isn't much different than Afghanistan, though. It's very, very similar in the terrain and the weather, if you can believe it.
Oh, no, I believe it. Although I think Afghanistan is a little more extreme. You know, it gets colder in the winter and hotter in the summer. Isn't that what you think?
Yes, a little bit. I've been here during the fall months, and it was pretty warm. I didn't get to hit the summer months, but during the fall, it was pretty warm. A little bit hotter in 29 Palms, and of course, you got the danger issue. But I think the climate is pretty similar. It's cold and rainy right now, and I'm assuming it's pretty cold and rainy in 29 right now as well.
It is. In fact, today is a pretty miserable day with really high winds and chance of rain, and it's all cloudy, and it's just yuck. it's just yuck today. So do you have much free time?
I have it depends on the day, how much free time I'm allotted. Sometimes I have busy days, and also sometimes I have not so busy days where I kind of replace that time gap with, you know, going to the gym, PTing, studying for future tests, something like that. I try to keep my mind busy, because if you don't keep your mind busy, you tend to get homesick and whatnot, and no one wants that.
So I was going to ask you what you do when you have free time, but it says you go to the gym and you study. So,
yes, ma'am.
Do you think you'll make the Marine Corps career?
I haven't fully decided. After being working with the chaplain, I actually had an idea of going to college to be a marriage counselor, and before that, it was possibly being a personal trainer. So I'm kind of juggling ideas in my head which ones I want to pursue in the future. But I definitely have a future in something. I have a good idea of what I want to be. Whether or not the military is a part of that just depends on the needs of the military, if they have that need at the time for those certain jobs.
So if people were going to send them care packages, what kinds of things do you need or want?
I think the biggest item are we get a large majority of junk food. So I think the biggest item here would be healthy food, generally like nuts, sunflower seeds. You can't go wrong with saying toiletries such as soap and toilet paper, Kleenexes and baby wipes. I get those a lot, but we get so much candy and whatnot, and it's definitely overwhelming. I think a little bit of health food wouldn't hurt, ma'am.
So is this your first deployment?
Yes, ma'am. This is my first deployment.
Were you excited about going?
I was extremely excited. I knew by taking this job opportunity to interview with the chaplain, I had a very good chance of deploying. And at first, it was a little nerve-wracking and overwhelming. But in the end, it's very rewarding because you're serving much higher than yourself, doing what I'm doing, and also being in the military and deploying. So I was really excited once I finally accepted the fact that it was going to happen.
So tell me about what it's like protecting the chaplain. What do you do to protect him, and what are you protecting him from?
When I protect him in a garrison such as Camp Leatherneck, the threat isn't very high. And in most cases, he can go to chow and whatnot. And we kind of just try to keep tabs on each other to make sure we know where each keep about accountability for each other, so we know where everybody is at all times. But when he's outside the other operating bases, I want to make sure he's always next to me, and make sure I can always got eyes on him, just in case there's a threat in the area, because you just never know when something bad could possibly happen, and I want to make sure he's always there for that occurrence.
I'm assuming he's not armed then.
He's not allowed by the Geneva Convention. He's not a combatant. They don't allow him to carry weapons.
Okay, and anything that you would like to say to people who are listening to this story?
Basically, what I like to say is I hope everybody had a good Christmas and a good New Year. We're celebrating out here, not quite as happy as they are back home, but we're still celebrating it.
Okay, and so you say that there's an address on the military website where people could send care packages then?
Yes, ma'am, there is. On the 7th Marine Regiment website, it has a deployed address, and it has our address on there.
Okay. And what's that website?
Two seconds, ma'am. Let me find a pen and paper for that. Could we email it to you, ma'am? Would that be
Yeah, that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Kat Morales will email that to you, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. So anything else? Any final comments?
I should be it, ma'am. I just hope everybody has a everybody back home in 29 Palms is enjoying their time there and stay motivated.
Well, I appreciate you talking with me today, and I'm just in awe of your job, and so good job, keep it up.
Sure, very interesting. It's not something that it's not a Marine job, technically speaking. It's a Navy job, but they had an opening because the Navy guy who I replaced left early. He's a religious program specialist. He left early, so I filled in the gap, and so I deployed with them as a Navy billet, the Navy job. So not many Marines get the experience that I get out here. It's a little interesting, but it's a good learning experience for myself as a young Marine.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.